Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Kill Me to Friends. And we're going to be taking your calls this hour. I know many of you watched the Super Bowl, expected to watch an ice bowl. It wasn't. It was freezing during the week, but not on weekends. In fact, the worst weather that I've been at, and wasn't even that bad, was in Florida when the Bears played against the Indianapolis Colts. That's when it rained. Governor Charlie Crist, why did you let it rain at the Super Bowl, or were you not the governor then?
Somebody else makes it rain, Brian, not me.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Congratulations, good. Your book is out. The party's over. How the extreme right hijacked the GOP, and I became a Democrat. And now you're running for your old job back. What made you switch from Republican to Independent to Democrat?
The movement of the Republican Party to the hard right and the hijacking of it by the Tea Party. I mean, it was an amazing thing to witness. And, you know, the whole country has seen this unfold. And it really kind of broke my heart. You know, I was proud to be a Republican in the party of Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator, Teddy Roosevelt, who obviously loved the environment, founded our national park system, and just kind of watched it, you know, day by day and year by year in recent history, take this hard right turn and basically become intolerant. And I just couldn't stay with that and be true to myself and my principles and my core values as instilled in me by my mother and father, Charlie and Nancy.
So you look at Mitt Romney and John McCain and John Boehner as extreme?
I don't know that they're extreme. I think the leadership of the party today, though, is really led by people, you know, like Paul Ryan and others, and it's sad to see. And I don't think Chris Christie's extreme either, I should say that, but he's got his own issues today. But, you know, it seems to me that what has happened is when you have President Obama get elected in 2008 and then Mitch McConnell comes out and says, you know, our number one mission is to make sure this guy's a one-termer. Shouldn't your number one mission as a national public figure be to help America move forward and get over the Great Recession and be focused on things like that instead of some, you know, political cause because the other guy's in the other party?
I mean, yeah, that statement, sense. Mitch McConnell came back and says, you keep cutting it off. I went on to say, of course, my goal is for us to have a Republican in the White House in the next 4 years. Why wouldn't it be? But that's something that these guys can fight about. But,
right.
Governor, when people look at you switch from independent to Democrat, when you had the job as a Republican, can you blame them for saying, how do I trust this guy from not flipping on issues like he flipped parties?
Oh, I don't blame anybody for anything. I think what's important is that people have to be true to themselves. And if some people aren't comfortable with it, that's okay.
But you said you were born a Republican. And if John McCain's a Republican, Mitt Romney's a Republican, John Boehner's a Republican, and you have, I don't think Mitch McConnell is getting a run against him by a Tea Party candidate. So I don't think you can call him a Tea Party guy. So what changed?
The party did. I just told you.
No, but those guys aren't Tea Party guys, and these guys are leadership.
Brian, are we having a conversation? I think we are. That means two people speak. And in this conversation, what I'm saying to you is that the Republican Party went off the right cliff. I mean, you know it as well as I do. At least leadership did. Listen, my mom and dad are still good Republicans. I love them to death. But, you know, the leadership of the party today, Jeb Bush said it himself.
So, Governor, tell me the extreme behavior of the party outside Tea Partiers.
Yeah, well, Jeb Bush said it himself, that today's Republican Party is perceived as anti-women, anti-minority, anti-immigrant, anti-gay couples.
But do you think they are?
Anti-environment.
So you think the Republican Party's anti-woman?
I think the Republican
Party... The whole party has gone anti-woman since you left it?
Brian, you're getting pretty excited.
No, I'm into it. Do you not want me into it?
I want you into it. I'm into it, too. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
But I would think that I think that's pretty extreme. I don't think Barack Obama would say that Republicans are anti. That might be a 30-second ad, but he doesn't think the party is anti-woman.
I'm quoting Jeb Bush, and he says that he doesn't.
He says it's perceived to be, but you know
that's
it's not.
That's what I said, perceived to be. Yeah, I think they are perceived to be. There's no question in my mind. They become a party.
But do you think they are?
That wants to tell everybody what to do every minute of the day.
How do you figure that? How has Governor Scott told you everything, what to tell the people of Florida what to do every second of the day?
Well, if we want to talk about Rick Scott, let's talk about Medicaid expansion. The guy comes out and says that he's for it and doesn't lift a finger to get it done. And, Brian, as a result, about a million of my fellow Floridians are not getting health care today. And you know what happens to those people when that happens? They get sick or sicker, and some of them die. And that isn't funny. And that's not really a political debate. For me, it's never really been about right versus left, Brian. It's more been about right versus wrong, and that's wrong. Those kinds of decisions should not be made in that way because people suffer as a result of them. That's not what a public servant is supposed to do, and that's why I'm running for governor.
So, Governor, you would also say, because you're a fiscal, you had a successful run as governor, and you said that Ronald Reagan was your role model, and you were born a Republican. You also have being fiscally responsible, and the Republican argument is, if you expand Medicare, pass and give me this money, there's no guarantee that money to expand Medicaid in my state will stay. Therefore, I'm going to be stuck with this bloated bill. Therefore, we are forced into a program we currently can't afford, let alone 2 years from now afford. Correct?
We can afford it. No, I don't agree with you. I think that's wrong, and I think that's an argument that doesn't hold water. I think the truth of the matter is, let's take the stimulus. I know you guys like to talk about that. I call it the Recovery Act. It saved tens of thousands of jobs in my state. You know, I was chastised because I
what kind of jobs did it save?
Excuse me?
What kind of jobs did it save?
A lot of teachers, firefighters, law enforcement officers. Listen, I was the governor when it came in.
And Governor, when that money dried up, who's funding those teachers now?
The state of Florida is. And the rationale was, this is a bridge to get us to a better economy. Thank God, Brian, it's starting to get a little bit better day by day. That's exactly what the theory was that the president held. It worked. We're better off. We didn't go off the financial cliff.
And I
thank him for his leadership.
Right. So Governor Scott took over a administration that had unemployment at 10.9%, his at 6.2%. So does he deserve credit for that?
I don't think so. I think the people of Florida and America deserve credit for what's happened in our economy. People are working hard, and they're doing well, but they should be doing better. Our economy should be stronger. We need to be thinking big ideas in Florida, like going to alternative energy, solar energy, wind, kind of industries that would really move our economy forward. The space exploration, we need to focus on that through programs like SpaceX that Elon Musk is working hard on.
Private industry.
Cape Canaveral.
But does President Obama deserve credit for getting unemployment from over 10 to 6.7?
Yeah, I think the president has.
Well, why does the president get credit and the governor not get credit?
Because it's national policies that made it happen.
So the governor cutting taxes in your state or cutting programs in your state, that he deserves no credit or discredit for that?
I think the people who deserve credit for what's happening in Florida, certainly the Obama administration, and squarely the people of the state of Florida by working so hard. They get up every day. They do their job. They send their kids to school. They do what's right, and I love them.
Well, so the people nationally get up, work hard every day. The president deserves credit for their success, but people in Florida get their own success credit. Here's Congressman Alan West, cut 9.
Charlie Crist is. I mean, one minute he's, you know, quote unquote, this Republican that wants to be on John McCain's vice presidential ticket. Then all of a sudden, when the pressure comes on during the Senate race back in 2010, he decides he's going to run for senator as an independent. Now all of a sudden, you know, he's a Democrat. So, you know, the thing is, this is worse than the Roman god of Janus, who only had two faces. I mean, now we've got three different faces with this potential governor candidate and Charlie Crist.
You agree with him?
No. Hell no. I don't agree with anything Alan West says, practically. You know, the people of Florida took care of that, and they put in a great new congressman, Patrick Murphy, and he's doing a tremendous job. He's working hard, he's doing what's right, and he's right down the middle, and I love him for it. Good man.
Why did Marco Rubio beat you?
Because we really split the vote, Kendrick Meek and I did. You know, Marco Rubio got 49%, I got 30%, Kendrick got 20%. If you add Kendrick and mine together, we get 50. Marco gets 49. Game over.
Has he done a good job?
In some things, yeah.
Governor, right now you're leading in this race. Why would you want to become governor again if it's really federal policies that affect the people of Florida?
Because everybody has a role in this. Everybody can make a difference. And some people want to make a difference and try to help education. That's me. I want to make a difference and protect our environment. That's me. I want to make a difference and have an ethical government. That's me. These issues matter. They make a difference. They affect people's lives. No one does it alone. It takes a lot of people working together. We need to have common sense and not nonsense in Florida. And right now, I think the Scott administration is nonsense.
Not to go back into 08, because we don't have to go through that election again. There's already been books and a movie about it. but just watched the Mitt Romney movie last week, and he mentions that he was stunned. He said you gave him his word, your word, that you would not endorse a candidate. You were going to stay neutral. You endorsed Senator McCain, and really, I think you would agree, catapulted him to the nomination. Who's right? Who's wrong?
I'm right. He's wrong. You know, sometimes in the heat of campaigns, people hear what they want to hear. And I think Governor Romney wanted to hear that I was going to stay out the whole way. But I had a loyalty to John McCain that I wanted to respect. The man had endorsed me in my Republican primary in 2006. And he was my friend. And he still is my friend. And I wanted to do what I thought was right for Florida and right for America. So I endorsed John McCain. This is land of the free and the home of the brave, and I'm free to do what I want, and I'm brave enough to do it.
Are you more like Jeb Bush or more like Barack Obama?
I'm more like Charlie Crist. And I don't know what that is in terms of what other people want to define it as, but if you read the book, the party's over. You'll find out.
And Governor Jeb Bush, what do you think of him?
I think he's a good man. I do. I think the Bush family are good people. We're all different, you know. But I'll tell you, Jeb Bush did a very good job, I think, as governor of our state. We don't agree on everything, like the Terry Schiavo stuff that was in the book. But on most things, I think Jeb did a great job, especially when we had all the hurricanes we did.
All right,
I saw some great leadership by Jeb.
Governor Crist, you have written the book, Charlie Crist, How the Extreme Right Hijacked the GOP, and I Became a Democrat. It's called The Party's Over. Best of luck, Governor, in the race.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Great to be with you.
Same here. When we come back, we're going to open up the phones, 1-866-408-7669. Talk about the Super Bowl. Talk about that heated race in Florida, which the whole country will be focused on. Why? Because there's a lot to do who's going to win in 2016. Because if you're a sitting governor and you're in Florida, you're in control of the party, and when that candidate comes down, you'll have the keys to the kingdom. This is Kilmeade and Friends.